Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. Sorry, I almost screwed up my last name. But welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. You know, today is Recap Monday. For my NASCAR fans, Denny Hamlin wins again. Evens it up. Three wins each between him and William Byron and then five other dudes. So seven winners, 11 races, 15 to go, nine spots left until the playoffs. And your boy only still has one pick right. So, as far as NASCAR goes, that's how that wraps up. For my NBA fans, I'm telling you, this weekend was an epiphany for me as far as watching the NBA again. It's not because I love the players. No, they're still nuts. But remember this, remember when you're in discussions with people about public figures and how can you separate the art from the artist? That's what I do with the NBA. It's kind of what I do with sports now. Separate the art from the artist. What does this have to do with the NBA? It's simple. Jalen Brunson can play. Anthony Edwards, good guy. Congratulations to the T-Wolves. You're the first team to advance. There is a second. Actually, there's two elimination games in the NBA side of things. If you look, well, go straight up. I'm taking the Celtics over the Heat tonight. I'm taking the Nuggets over the Lakers. And I'm taking the, what's the other one? OKC. I'm taking the Thunder over the Pelicans tonight, which would wrap up two more teams. It would set up the second round matchup. And by the way, if that matchup does get officially set tonight with the Nuggets and the T-Wolves, watch for that series to go six. Actually, watch for that series to actually go seven. So far in either the NHL or the NBA, no series has been scheduled to go seven. But I think that can change after round one. There's way too much of a logjam at 3-1. I don't see a lot of these series go seven. So, on the NBA and NHL side, don't expect a lot of these round one series to go seven as much as I would love it to happen. It doesn't. But to circle back to my point, Jalen Brunson can play. 47 points for Mr. Brunson as the Knicks beat the Sixers. And the reason I got this epiphany was just watching all the game. Well, I didn't catch up on the Pacers and the Bucks series. I do believe, sorry fans of Milwaukee, but that series is over because without Giannis and now without Dame, there's no shot. There isn't one. I had the Bucks winning this series in six, but without those two, it's done. It'll be Bucks, it'll be Knicks, Pacers. And if that series came to fruition, sorry Pacers fans, but I'm taking the Knicks in five. Because Jalen Brunson is special, man. He's doing all this without Julius Randle. You get a little bit of point support from Josh Hart. And Josh Hart had a phenomenal game one. He's kind of disappeared a little bit in these last two games out in Philly. But if you get a little bit from him and a little bit from DiVincenzo and you continue your rebounding dominance, which is what they've had over the Sixers, despite the fact that the Sixers have the reigning MVP, Mr. Joel Embiid, who, you know, other than that 50-point game in game three, he's been playing the disappearing act, just like a certain someone out here in Los Angeles. It doesn't surprise me. And I'm not talking about LeBron, although he does play the disappearing act. I'm talking the other dude in LA, Kawhi Leonard, who just happens to always get hurt right around the playoffs, and somehow the Clippers fall apart. But thankfully for James Harden and Paul George, the Clippers could end up beating Luka and Kyrie. So, I'm telling you, I've had an epiphany with the NBA. Does it make me want to watch the NBA during the regular season? No. But watching how these games all unfolded over the weekend, and how they all unfolded on Sunday, especially watching the Knicks, because that's been the fun series so far in round one in the NBA. Maybe if they just focused on the court stuff and you actually valued the players who stay around for 3 or 4 years in college, it may not happen instantly, but they can be superstars if you just be patient. That's what that epiphany was. Just enjoy the art, not the artist. If you have nothing to take away from this discussion, if you have a thing to take away from this, just enjoy the art, not the artist. And ultimately, if you had more players like him, or Anthony Edwards, or Tyrese Halliburton, or Tyrese Maxey, a lot of these dudes who were one and done, but you waited for them to develop, kind of keep them on the bench for a while, then yeah, a lot of them could develop into superstars. So that was my takeaway from the weekend. Let's go ahead and give you guys the picks. My baseball fans, we are almost underway between the Yankees and the Orioles. It might be in a rain delay. I haven't checked the weather in Baltimore, but that is the main series this weekend that your boy will be focused on. Corbin Burnes will make his first start against the Yankees on Wednesday. So that game is the one where if you want to touch the over-under on the money lines, bet it. Once that day comes, I'll reveal it to you, but I know I speak way too much of the Yankees, and I know it's April, it's almost May here in a couple days, but, this is the best series of the week so far. So, let me go ahead and give you guys the baseball picks. You already know at least one game to select throughout these next 4 days. I'm just picking two of them for you for the next two, for today and Wednesday. And then we'll get to Friday, but for this week, you know at least game number one. Let's go ahead, jump into the picks for the other two, and then I'll just bolt out of here. So let me go ahead, open up the ESPN app, and then give you guys the picks. Again, the Yankees-Orioles series, that whole series on its own, I'm not going to bet on either of them. Those are just purely straight-up picks for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Or today and tomorrow. Wednesday is going to be the only one where I'll have the money line pick. And thankfully, I'll have a show that day. But then Thursday will be straight up. But I do believe this is the best series of the week. So I'm going to go ahead and not waste too much time with you guys on... What is this? Oh. I have something on ESPN here. But I'm going to go ahead and give you guys two picks today because you know the other one straight up Yankees Orioles. Yankees have Clark Schmidt on the hill tonight, and you know who I'm going with anyway. As much as I'm not truly sold on Clark Schmidt, I do think it'd be worth the try to know. So Yankees Orioles already underway. In fact, the Orioles are up 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. I wonder how that even... I forgot the game started at 3:30, but let me see where the scoring goes. Okay, it's wasting too much time, but either way, 1-0 for the Orange Birds right now. Let's see. Okay, that's why. Gunnar Henderson hit a homer. Okay, that's why. So it's 1-0 right now for the Orange Birds, thanks to a Gunnar Henderson home run. But I do think the Yankees can bounce back from this. They do not... The Orioles, outside of Corbin Burnes, have an pitching staff. So I do believe the Yankees can take advantage later. But in the other two games, game number two, let's jump down to Anaheim for an interleague matchup here with the Phillies and the Angels. According to ESPN Bet, the money line is set at -150 for the Phillies and plus 130 for the Halos. Griffin Canning is on the hill for the Halos tonight. If you go by the ERA theory that I use, Christopher Sanchez on the hill for the Phillies. Griffin Canning's ERA is still at a 7. All right, so I will go with minus 150 on the money line for the Phils and go with the over for the over-under, which is set at 8.5. So I'll take the Phillies in that game. And then game number two for today, we're going to jump down to Arizona for the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Let's see the pitching matchup, and then I'll give out all the betting line stuff. And of course, there we go. Okay, so the pitching matchup for tonight is James Paxton, the Big Maple, against Tommy Henry of the D-backs. Let's see, the over-under is at 10.5. I'm going to take the under. That's just way too high for that. And for the money line, I'll go at minus 130 for the Doyers. So I will go with the Dodgers at minus 130. I will go with the Phillies. Yeah, I'll go with the Phillies. Where did I see them? I'll go with the Phillies at minus 150. And then the straight-up pick, take the Yankees over the Orioles. So those are your picks tonight. In fact, it's still top of the second. Now you got 2-1. Man on second in that game right now. So those are your picks. Again, Yankees, Phillies, and the Dodgers. Those are your picks tonight. In the NBA, let's go ahead and jump these out. Again, the picks straight up. I'm taking the Celtics, taking the Nuggets, and I'm taking the Thunder. For the spread purposes, take Boston minus 10.5. Take the Nuggets at minus 6.5. And go with the Thunder at minus 4.5. Those are your picks tonight. So those are your three picks, straight up and spread-wise. Spread-wise, Boston minus 10.5, OKC minus 4.5, and Denver minus 6.5. If those hold, OKC and Denver will advance, which would set up a Denver-Minnesota matchup in round two, and I would go with the Nuggets in six games if that matchup were to set up. Now, in the NHL, got two games on tonight, so this is actually very easy. Straight up wise, I'm going to go with the Lightning. They're going to force a game six back in Tampa. So I'm going to go with the Lightning, even though the money line has Florida at minus 190. Do not touch that at all. So go with Tampa straight up over the Panthers and go with Vegas to bounce back. Look, in game three, did it suck that Vegas lost? Yes. But Logan Thompson was peppered all night that night. And there was no, Dallas was the better team outside of a shorthanded goal for Michael and a goal from Brayden McNabb. The Knights shouldn't even have been in that game. So congratulations for the Stars, but I do think Vegas will bounce back. They will grab a 3-1 lead and they will be the next team that will put, that will be ready for a limit, that will be ready to put a team away when they play again on Wednesday. So here is, again, straight up, take the Lightning and take the Golden Knights. As far as the betting stuff goes, go with the Lightning at plus 160 and take the under because the over-under is set at 6.5. Again, when it's playoff hockey, go 3-2. Always go low scoring. Take the under with Tampa over Florida. And then in the betting terms for the hockey, let's go minus or plus 110 for the Golden Knights, and we will stick with the under. This one is at 5.5 for this game. Yeah, it is. It's 5.5 for this game as well. So take the under for both games. Take the under at 5.5 for Vegas, and take the under for 6.5 at Tampa. So, or with Tampa. So, with that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out. I'll see you guys Wednesday. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to the show on Spotify, Google, App, I keep saying Google, Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple if you know the trick, Dreezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well. or anywhere else you get this podcast. You could also watch this show on Rumble.com either by downloading the Rumble app in the Google Play or Apple App Store, or going onto your desktop computer and go to Rumble.com. And like YouTube, you can either search the username ADGurke, that's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E, and you definitely do not need a subscription. Just search the username A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Or if you want to subscribe, you're going to have an account though. The reason I say you need to subscribe is not only so we can sneak up the algorithms, like, comment, and share those, by the way, but you also have to do it so that way, just so that way the algorithm doesn't sweep you into something else. Because that is the one thing, as a consumer, I've never liked. So I'm trying to do that with this show. So in order to subscribe to just this channel, you might need an account. But just like YouTube, you could just search AD Gurke and you'll see all the videos here, which is now up to episode number 701. We are officially past the 700 club here on the Austin's Audit podcast. Go to Rumble. You can watch it there. Speaking of algorithms, you can also follow this show on social media through the Facebook page, the Austin's Audit podcast, the Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag the Austin's Audit podcast. You got to follow me on X, yours truly, Austin Gurke. Just at me, Austin_Gurke. On X for post-episode interaction. And if you just want to chill with your boy and find out what he does on the internet, even though I don't post that much other than the show, you can either follow my personal Instagram, which is at Austi Spamanti. That's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Or on Snapchat, which is my name, Austin Gurke, and my favorite number, 14. That is my username on Snapchat. Just find it. You can chat with your boy there too. Other than that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching. This has been the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gurke, and I will see you guys on Wednesday.